You're listening to the audio production of Confident Leader, Become One, Stay One by Dan Ryland. Published by Thomas Nelson and read by Stephen Roy Grimsley.
Forward. When Dan told me he was writing a book that will help leaders develop confidence, I quickly became very interested. In over 50 years of developing leaders, I have learned that very few leaders are naturally confident, and even less are consistently confident. My work with leaders is international in scope, and I'm privileged to teach thousands of leaders every year, as well as coach the top leaders of corporations, churches, and governments around the world. Lack of confidence is universal. There are a few who are naturally, authentically, and consistently confident, but most benefit from their confidence being developed. Here's what I see. Leaders are passionate. They possess vision. Leaders are smart. They know how to think. Leaders are hungry. They want to grow. Leaders work hard. They are willing to pay the price. Despite all these positive attributes, true confidence seems to be elusive. Here's how it happens. Problems and pressure are part of the leadership landscape, and inevitably, a leader is criticized. Perhaps a prominent person disagrees with your decision, or an important group doesn't like the direction you're headed. Whatever the situation, your confidence is shaken. Perhaps a new program doesn't work, or church attendance drops, or you don't raise the money you need. Your confidence takes a hit. Maybe a key staff member leaves or a new idea fails. You get the idea. It's a natural process, but it leads you to second-guess yourself, and your confidence falters. The normal response is to fake it. It is true that there are times you must suck it up and keep leading, but you can only do that for so long. The next attempt might be to try new and different programs, emulate a better leader's teaching style, or get a new strategy. These kinds of things are often helpful and can boost your confidence, but they are not the real long-term solution. Why? Confidence is an inside job. Confidence is impacted by external circumstances, but it is improved by internal processes. Here's what I want you to know. You can develop your confidence to a higher level. Your confidence can become more authentic and function on a much more consistent basis. And you can do it by being yourself, just the way God made you. Dan is a good example. He's always had confidence about life in general, but when I met him, he was a mix of underconfident and sometimes overconfident leader. He was underconfident in ways that made him unsure of himself at times, and occasionally, he was overconfident simply because he lacked experience. I've watched his confidence grow over the last 30 years to a point where now thousands of leaders across the country look to him for wisdom and leadership coaching. This book isn't about Dan, but I can see the process he has gone through within it. You may be overconfident or you may lack confidence. Either way, it will get you into trouble. Whether an oversized ego or insecurity, either one will prevent you from leading at your full potential. That's why I love this book. My passion is to add value to people, and this book will add value to you and those you lead. Here's what I hope you will do. Listen to this book and take the principles seriously. Don't stay on the surface. Dig in and take a deep